Altogether, there are 27 recipients nationwide, sharing $3.4 million from the USDA's Rural Business Enterprise Grant Program. Among the three recipients in Wisconsin is the Great Lakes Intertribal Council, which serves a dozen tribes in the region. Glitzy's Beth Torna says they'll use their $100,000 chunk for training aspiring Native business owners in financial literacy, internet marketing, and green business development.
Taking care of the environment is a traditional value for Native people, so we're very happy to build on this value while helping businesses grow in an environmentally friendly manner.
Another grant recipient is Northwoods Niji Enterprise Community Incorporated. They receive nearly $400,000. Executive Director Patricia O'Neill says they'll use their money to help the Lac des Flambeaux, Sacagan Chippewa, and Menominee Nations with economic development.
One of the projects is the Wolf River Tourism Development Project. Is trying to take Highway 55 and make it into a national scenic byway to promote tourism along the Wolf River and support the development of several historic sites like the new Menominee Cultural Museum.
A third Wisconsin recipient, Niji Capital Partners, cannot be reached for comment. They support business development in impoverished tribal areas. It scored $74,000 in rural business enterprise grant money from the USDA. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.